Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, Vatican Radio. Pope John Paul I, Albino Luciani, was born exactly a century ago, on the 17th of October 1912, at Forno di Canale in the north of Italy. While celebrations are underway in his hometown, to mark this special occasion, I thought I'd bring you archive interviews relating to this Roman Pontiff's 33-day pontificate. Among the guest speakers in this programme are former Vatican journalist Arthur Baum, Augustinian Father Prosper Grech, now Cardinal, who knew Albino Luciani in the years when he was still Cardinal Patriarch of Venice, and Pope John Paul I's very own niece, Pia Luciani.
Zio Albino. That's how Pia Luciani addressed her uncle Albino Luciani, even after he became Pope John Paul I.
Tutto era mio zio. Zio Albino. Zio col nome.
Pia treasured many memories of this special uncle, one of her favourites being the New Year's Eves spent together while he was still Cardinal Patriarch of Venice, watching Charlie Chaplin films.
E la sera... la sera dell'ultimo dell'anno stavamo lì a guardare le comiche di Chaplin.
He had a wonderful sense of humour. He was a cultured man, loved reading, and adored the theatre. The best times we had together were when we went to the theatre in Venice to see comedies by Goldoni. He'd get so absorbed in the show that he'd forget about everything else and laugh his head off.
E sono andata a Venezia un paio di volte con lui e proprio si divertiva.
Pope John was a cultured man. He had had tuberculosis and had been in a sanatorium for quite a long time. And there he read many books, general literature. In fact, even English literature. He wasn't cultured in the way that Paul VI was. Paul VI was a scholar in a way.
Augustinian Father Prosper Grech,
now Cardinal,
lived in the same religious house as Cardinal Luciani every time he came to Rome.
Painters and artists, you see. Well, no, that was not the type of culture which Luciani had. It was a more simple kind. And he wrote this book, Illustrissimi, that's right, of which I still have a signed copy by him. He expresses himself very well there, and his personality comes out splendidly in that book. It's a simple conversation. It's not a literary effort or anything. It's just a conversation coming from the heart. He really entered into a conversation with the author and discussed his own ideas with the author.
This collection of letters to illustrious characters is particularly valuable to us today because, as Pope, Albino Luciani did not live long enough to write an encyclical. These letters also give us an insight into his accessible style. His writing is disarmingly yet intentionally simple. Something his niece remarked wasn't always clear to everybody.
Infatti, io ho letto subito dopo la sua morte un articolo, mi sembra sull'Espresso, dove un giornalista, non ricordo chi, parlava della mancanza di cultura di questo uomo che scriveva in una maniera così trasandata.
When he died, a reporter commented on the Pope's lack of culture and his careless writing style. He'd missed the point. My uncle wrote in an intentionally simple way, not because he lacked culture, but because he deliberately tried to reach out to as many people as possible, the elderly, the sick, and children especially.
He loved speaking to children. In the audience, a couple of papal audiences, he picked two children out. One was an altar boy who was vested for the ceremony.
Vatican journalist Arthur Baum remembered reporting on a very different papal audience.
It actually didn't go the way the Pope was hoping. The Pope was trying to teach them a lesson of catechism by this.
Allora tu come ti chiami?
James.
James. E senti, mai stato ammalato tu?
No.
Ah, mai? Mai stato ammalato? Neanche una febbre? Oh, che fortunata.
And he said to this boy, when you were a little boy at school, you had ambitions, didn't you? And the boy said, no. But the parent said, surely you felt like being something. No, no, I didn't. But the Pope managed to save himself. He said, well, when I was a little boy, I felt like this and that. and so on, and then told his story and worked in the catechetical instruction that he wanted to give. But that was typical of him.
Che porterà la mamma un po' di latte, la medicina, che farà una visita. Chi è?
Io e il mio fratello.
Bravo, lui e i suoi fratelli. E questo mi piace. Hai capito?
When he came home on leave from the seminary, he'd put on a knapsack with his books in it and take the cow out to graze. Otherwise, he'd cut the grass, and while he waited for the hay to dry, he'd sit under a tree and study.
Quando veniva a casa per le vacanze, lui andava a lavorare nei campi, falciava l'erba, portava a pascolare le mucche.
Ah, sì?
Eh sì, la sua famiglia...
They were so poor, he and the family often had nothing to eat. He used to say, nobody can accuse me of not understanding those who go hungry today.
Despite Albino Luciani's difficult beginnings, Pia maintained the family was not unduly surprised when he was elected Pope. The family always knew he'd make a career for himself, she said, and we almost expected that sooner or later he'd make it to the papacy.
Davamo per scontato che sarebbe andato avanti, cioè tutte le volte che ha avuto le promozioni noi.
Nor were his family particularly surprised by John Paul I's premature death. They were merely irritated by all the groundless conjectures surrounding it. Many members of the family did die suddenly, said his niece. So his death came as no surprise.
Perché noi abbiamo avuto in casa delle persone che sono morte improvvisamente, quindi per noi non è una novità, insomma.
Speravamo. Curiously, Pope John Paul I himself led others to believe he was aware of this premature death. Pia Luciani had her own version of this premonition. She recalled a particular episode that occurred the very last time she was to see her uncle.
Mi ha regalato una medaglia della Morenetta, la Madonna della Guadalupe, una medaglia d'oro.
After lunch, he told me the president of Mexico's mother had given him a little gold medal of the Morenetta, the nickname for Our Lady of Guadalupe, and that he'd put it aside for my daughter, Morena. Only he couldn't find it. He looked for it everywhere until I said, don't worry, you can give it to me some other time. But he insisted he had to give it to me then and there, and he wouldn't let me go until he found it.
Devo dartela adesso, aspetta, aspetta. E l'ha cercata e non mi ha lasciato andare finché non l'ha trovata.
Ieri mattina io sono andato alla Sistina a votare tranquillamente. Mai avrei immaginato quello che stava per succedere. Appena è cominciato il pericolo per me.
Pericolo, a strong word, it means danger. But that was the word the newly elected Pope used the first time he spoke in public. He used it to express his fear of becoming Pope. When I mentioned the choice of this word to Pia, she immediately recounted an episode she and her family were convinced provided the key to understanding the mystery of Pope John Paul I's 33-day pontificate. It involved a two-hour conversation between Albino Luciani and Sister Lucia, the oldest of the three visionaries of Fatima, to whom Our Lady appeared in 1917.
Stato a casa nostra per una settimana, cioè vissuto lì con noi. E quando era a tavola, io ero sposata.
He spent a week with us in the spring before he was elected Pope, and my mother noticed there was something strange about his behavior. He wasn't eating properly and seemed totally wrapped up in his thoughts. He obviously had something on his mind. One day my father asked, "What's the problem, Albino?" And he replied, "I was just thinking about what Sister Lucia told me." "So, what did she tell you then?" "Oh, nothing, nothing." And he went on eating. This happened on various occasions. Then, when he died, we put all the pieces together and agreed that somehow he knew what awaited him. Sister Lucia may not have told him in detail what would happen, but she did lead him to believe he would eventually become Pope. The idea must have frightened him at first, and he put it all down to what he called women's talk. But then we do think he received some signs.
Però secondo noi sapeva che... E secondo noi sapeva anche che sarebbe morto presto.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this program. To remember Pope John Paul I, Albino Luciani, who was born exactly a century ago on the 17th of October 1912. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.